And this week has been a real wild time with the sun. I mean, if you're into sunrises, and so we'd be taken off, and it was 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I seen something this week that I'd never seen before. I was on the road to biking, and I looked, and I seen some cars. There was two cars coming, but behind it, it looked like there was fire engines, and there was police cars, and I'm going, what in the world is going on? This is, you know, at 7 o'clock or shortly after. And it was the sun actually coming up, and every sign on the side of the road was just radiating this beauty from the sun. It was signs. I mean, it was like a stop sign, and they were just turned, and it was like, and I thought it was like, man, what is going on here? Am I going to be meeting, you know, a house mover or something with all of the lights that the sun was hitting? And I was looking at that, picture, and I was thinking, that's kind of the day that we're in. It's a new day. Amen. And so we can, in a new thought, every day with Christ is a new day. Amen. And so we should welcome you to your new day. Amen. And every day we should be so thankful that God has said, hey, you know what? It's a new day for you. It's a new time. It's a new start. It's a new way of doing things. He's giving revelation. You know, Jesus talks to you. Did you realize that? Yeah, well, I would expect that some of you would, at least. Most everyone would, because Jesus can talk to us, and we find out that it is a new day in the day that we're living. And I really believe that we're being challenged, whether it be in the natural sense, whether it be in a political sense, whether it be in a military sense, whatever it is, that's not our deal. That's not our deal. That's not the thing that needs to challenge us. We need to be challenged by God to walk in the new day. Amen? Because everything else just seems like there's going to be another episode of something this week or last week, and can't do much about last week, but this week there will be all sorts of episodes. But there's a new day that God has for us to enjoy every day. Amen? Amen. And I don't care what the time clock says, even in a biblical sense, that God is God and He has a people. He has an Israel. As Pastor Tom was talking about, a day that we're living in, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we can rejoice and be glad in it. And, you know, with all the strength, with all the ability that we can muster up, hey, you know what, it's not much. That daily reading deal is a real deal. You know, and through it all, God will be with us. Amen? Whatever happens, God's going to be with us. Whatever goes on, His Word goes on, and it's performed in our lives. And every day, God giving us things that we need today. Amen? And I said, you know what? It wouldn't, you know, if I had to wait for a whole week for an everyday God, it'd be a tough deal. You know, I don't know if I could walk 1 week in a complete area of peace or love or joy in any sense. I mean, 1 day, maybe, but probably not. Maybe 1 hour, maybe, but probably not. And so that we just have to say, hey, you know what, God, I submit my life to you. Yes. And it's interesting that in Isaiah, like I said, it's not a very exciting book. At least the first half of it is just like, what in the world? What kind of God did we run into? But the second half starts telling us when we do these things, when we're obedient to God, all these great things begin to happen to us. Isn't that what really happened in our lives? You know, the day, it wasn't anyone that, you know, I met a new friend, I experienced something with another person, and everything's so nice now. Even my wife, you know, I love my wife. But you know, not every day is a new day. Sometimes we don't create it as a new day, but we're getting better at it. You know, by the end of our lives, we probably have a new day, you know, more than once a week. It's challenging. It's challenging to live this earth life, and then yet saying, hey, you know what, God? I'm supposed to trust in you. I'm supposed to give my life completely to you. It's a new day. And I think that maybe that's the challenge. I said, I never seen lights. like lights coming off a sign before. That was a new day to me. I'm 65 years old. I've never seen anything like that before. And you know, I've seen everything. I've done it. No, I haven't seen everything, and I haven't done everything because God's just ready to do a new thing in your life when you think that you know it all, right? Hallelujah. So I just exhort all of us that this is a new day, and we hid this sign. Well, of course, anytime you start monkeying around with signs or you're going to put something about Lord, there's always going to be a little bit of a battle. That was the backside of our sign. I said, you know, we've had that thing for about 10 years, and I said, what a place when you come in and when you leave, it's a new day. Welcome to your new day. You know, and I was thinking about a bus driver coming in, and maybe he has 20 kids on the bus, and you know, that's always easy to deal with in the morning and or in the evening. But you know what? Welcome to your new day. You know, and Isaiah tells us that we should arise and shine. And you know, arising in a new day is not always so easy because of the tomorrow that you have to face, yesterday, things that went wrong, and now you take it to tomorrow, and now how am I going to deal with this? We were talking about this on Wednesday evening, that the young people, you know, of course, you're always trying to get the info out of young people, and they're not going to give it up very easy. You know, right at the end of the session, they usually say, well, how can we pray for you? And then all of a sudden, these heavy-duty subject matters begin to come out, and you're going, whoa, I thought maybe you'd pray that, you know, you'd have a nice day tomorrow, or, you know, you're going to have a good breakfast. But some of this stuff was just too much. It was even just listening to them, they were faced with these situations, and it was going to happen in the morning. It was going to happen with someone being bullied. It was going to happen that a test would be failed because they're so nervous about it, they're facing fears. You know, it's important that we, as Christian leaders, as Christian people, that we encourage the world that we live in, that it is a good day, it's a new day. And you know, like facing nuclear situations on the earth, that is so mind-boggling, no one even really gives it even a thought when it's an everyday occurrence in your face, because you don't want to face that stuff. But you know, the reality is we don't have to face it alone. We can face it with Christ. We can face the answer. We know that it's a new day, not only the day that we're living in, but there's going to be a brand new day. There's going to be a brand new dispensation of time. Everything's going to continue to change into the glory of who God is. And I don't want to live in Isaiah, the first half of Isaiah. I want to live in the last half. You know, where my strength, even as a young man, when I would be running, I couldn't make the deal happen. And so we have to trust, and we have to know that God is strong. He's got great strength and ability to bring us through. So, you know, the song, of course, I'm not going to sing it, but I am going to use a few things. Or do you want me to sing it? It's a new day. La, 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 la. Maybe I'll dance it instead of singing it. Okay, so, you know, the challenge is open up your eyes. You know, and maybe that's our jobs as Christians, is that we open people's eyes, not pointing the finger in any way, shape, or form, or telling them, hey, you know what, if you do it this way, it's going to work out. You know, no. We say, hey, you know, this is the way of God. And when you can take all of your weakness and all of your inability to make things happen, whether it be a rainstorm, I mean, I you know, sometimes I feel sorry for God, and maybe this is just me, because I'm going, how can you do all of the things that people are praying for you to do when everyone has a different idea what to do? You know, hey, I got this idea. You know what? We need some rain, okay? And so you're praying for this rain, and then all of a sudden you run into some other person who's saying, don't pray for rain, because it's wet over here. And then another person comes over there, we could use a quarter inch, or we could do this. I'm going, well, God, how do you answer all of that? You know, I think really sometimes people are asking that of other people. How can we deal with all this? How can we really make it happen? Well, you can't. You know, our trust has to be in the Lord. Our trust cannot even be in our minds as well as our minds are working. We can't trust in our minds. We have trust in the Lord. And, you know, Pastor Tom and myself, we've been doing some daily reading. And, of course, we all, if anyone's went to Bible college around here, it was in daily reading. But I'm enjoying that more today than I've ever enjoyed it before. Because it's like, wow, God, you're talking to me. You know, and how can, you know, like, that's a big book. That Bible's a big book. And you start reading, but it just seems like, wow, God, wherever you're at and whatever day you're living in, he'll get his say in there. And it's very convicting sometimes. It's very looking at your, not self-examination, God examination. You see, we've been talking about identification. Well, when God begins to examine you, you begin to know that you're wanting. You're not where you should be, but when God's word comes, it gives us the opportunity to say, God, that's where I want to be. And you know, that's the very first day that we believed. What changed us? It wasn't a man, it wasn't an evangelist, it wasn't even a call so much as God's Spirit came to you and spoke to you and said, hey, do you know that you need me? Open up your eyes. And when you open up your eyes, you go, wow, there's a whole new world out here. There's a whole new place, a place that I've never even realized. I mean, I lived for 26 years not realizing that there was a kingdom besides the kingdom of man. And in 3 months' time, it was mind-blowing to me that God had this kingdom and all these kingdom people were running around. And it was like, where have I been? What have I been doing? But really what happened, it wasn't because all of the people were running around, God's people were running around. It was myself hearing God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, actually being asked to come in and take over my life. And you know, from mess to misery to mistakes, he brought me out, and it was magnificent. And still, every day has to be that type of thought, because if we take it back in any way, shape, or form, we almost become that wretched sinner saved by grace. But he doesn't want to keep us as a wretched sinner, right? You know, I don't want to sing that song the rest of my life. How about us changing from glory to glory? How about a new day every day in our lives? Amen? And I just, I thought that sign said, you know what? That's going to remind me. If it doesn't remind anyone else, it's going to remind me, welcome to my new day. Welcome to my place where I can really make a difference, because I'm not trusting in my own power or my own strength. And it's funny what goes on when you start doing that. It's almost like being born again every day. You know, maybe that's what it was all about, is that we're born from above and not below. We're not in the world, or we're in the world but not of the world, because the world has a lot of creepy crud that we're dealing with. You know, drain the swamp is one of the deal. Well, I said if they drained the swamp, I don't think there'd be another person on the earth. Those that are trying to drain the swamp, they're in the swamp, and I think we all could go down the tubes. So we can't rely on that, but we can rely on God. We can rely on Jesus. We can rely on the finished work. We can rely on the blood of Jesus. We can rely on every scripture with a yes and amen, because it's going to come true. We can rely on a new covenant that was created for us to not do as a commandment, but to do in the grace of God. And you see, that's what we're trying to do. Pastor Tom has been doing such a good job of just saying, hey, you know what? Let's lay down negativity, because negativity isn't coming from God. Even as negative as the world around us might look, negativity is not coming from God. It's a positive message that God is trying to bring to mankind. If you will follow me, if you will obey me, if you will draw your strength off of me, everything's going to work out. And when I hear that, there's hope in my heart that jumps. And I think this song really was, it says, open up my eyes. I have come alive. I have come alive. Man, you know, just as as our lives, sometimes you get a little bit older. I'm having a little trouble. Like if I was a farmer, I'd have a hard time always swinging my leg over a barbed wire fence, because it's something about swinging your leg over the barbed wire fence. What I used to do and now what I can do, it's just like going. You know, have you ever noticed a little older version of your younger years? It's like it used to. You just go right over, no problem. But now it's. Even getting out of my truck these days, I get out of it and it's like this thing tumbles out and goes, ugh. And then when I'm getting up, I'm kind of going like this with my leg because the pickup's pretty tall and I'm going, and then when I'm hitting here, it's ugh. So that might be a sign that I'm a redneck. No, it might be a sign that, time is going on. But you know what? I'm so happy with the Lord that has kept me going these many, many years. I'm so happy that God continues, even in all your weakness and all your imperfection, in all your body, you know, it's not like it used to be. You know, and everyone can say, well, it's getting better, and I know that, but you know, really, I take a look at the scriptures, that's not always so true. Your positive confession, you might not be able to confess yourself to kingdom come, or don't have to experience death, or don't have to experience any pain or suffering. That's not a reality in the world we live in. But you know what? There is a healer, Jesus. And when we hang on to that, whether you're going through sickness or disease, but you're hanging on, but I know my Redeemer lives. My Savior heals. You know, Frank, you can testify of that. Paul, you can testify of some of the times when, you know, death was at the door. But you know what? My Redeemer lives. Yes. Hallelujah. Come on. I really believe my Redeemer lives, and it's a new day anytime we're walking in Him in any way, shape, or form. Turn me around. That was the song. Because it's a new day, and that new day is coming. Send me, or set me on solid ground, because that new day is here. It's not coming, it's here. Amen? Yes. New start. I like a new start. However that looks to you. You know, back when the very first day that I believed, or I think I believed, I didn't even know what believing was, but it seemed like it was a good thing to do where I was at least the picture I was drawing. And so it was a new start, and it was healing and restoration. You know, I had my son Jacob, at that time he had been struggling in the hospital for 7-8 months, and he went from death to life to death, and it was a rough deal. And yet, when Christ come in, it was like newness of life. It was like you could look at something, and I mean, the prognosis was not very good. You know, they were giving him this, you know, you're going to have all these problems, and you're going to have to carry a bag for your waste materials, and you're going to have all these things wrong. But you see, it was a new day. And we were working in a new kingdom, and we had a new king, you know, precedent king. I you know what? If I would vote for Jesus, he keeps his promises, never fails, always in there, always stand. So then I don't have to deal with all that other stuff. And I know that we have to do our part, but let's not make sure we're not hurting the situation instead of helping. And it says, we'll shine, and the fullness of God's love will be around us. It's new hope. It's new joy. It's new a new start. Just think about Piper. Just think about her. How does she look up here? Huh? And you think she was worried about, you know, the next meal or, you know, I hope she's not watching CNN and Fox News and whatever else. Thank God. Because we get all wrapped up and we're watching this. Oh, man, this is terrible. Well, Piper didn't have no problem with it. She wasn't even too concerned about the deal until she got it in her hands. She'd go, wow, look at here. This is for me. New hope, new joy, new start. Yeah. Light the way. I'm not afraid. You are with me. I'm not afraid. You are with me. Everything that you do, God is with you. Do you realize that? And your hope is wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the Lord God Almighty and his redemptive plan. See, it was a plan. It wasn't just a Big Bang theory. It was a Big Bang. You know, it banged the devil so hard in the head that he ended up in hell. Thought he was going up and he was going down. And so we don't have to be afraid. We found Jesus and we have a new start. And in Isaiah, and if you looked at that sign as you're leaving, welcome to your new day, it's Isaiah 60. And I've always loved the scripture. I used to wake up the kids to it. They didn't like me singing in the morning. And most people don't like me singing at any time, but this was in the morning. And I'd say, "Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." And they'd go, "Do you have to be so happy in the morning?" Well, it could just be that sentence that got me happy, and then I was trying to spread it to them. But you know what? It is a new day. And you know, in the Message Bible, it says it like this: "Get out of bed, Jerusalem. Wake up. Put your face in the sunlight. God's bright glory has risen for you. The whole earth is wrapped up in darkness. All people sink into deep darkness, but God arises on you. His sunrise glory breaks over you. Nations will come to your light." You ever think about nations coming to your light? Well, we're having a great opportunity. People want to come to the United States of America, and they're from other nations. And you know, we're not trying to coax them so that they come into citizenship. But when they come, I believe that they're sent of the Lord. I really do. I believe that other nations are sent to the United States, and not that the United States is so evil, but they are missionaries to the United States. Instead of saying, "Well, you know, the poor this or the poor that," hey, these people are sent to this location. When Joseph prayed last week, and it was, I'm not quite exactly what the prayer was about, but I said, "Joseph, from the very foundations of the earth, you were planned to be in Liberia, born in Liberia, and then God planned you to be able to come to the United States, to Thief River Falls." Of course, we don't want to get this too crazy. You think God was planning this at the foundations of the earth? Well, that's what the Bible says. But and so Joseph came here, and last week there was something in my mind said Joseph should pray for this time of the service. So God created Joseph way at the beginning of time in his mind to be born into Liberia, to travel all those areas and do all those things, and to get him sitting right here for that moment to come up and pray. That's right. Now, I just want to just say, well, where was I when this all happened? What was I doing when all of these things were going on in the mind of God and all of his majestic thoughts about Joseph coming and praying at that instant? You know, that's what God does for each one of us. And that's how important you are to the plan of God for your life. And don't think that you're just throwing a stick into the water and you're floating down the life streams of life. No, you've been carved out by the hand of God for this moment of time. And I believe that each one of us, bar none, has been carved for this time. It's your destiny. It's your place. And the one area that we can do something very, very great is choose life. Amen? It is a choice. And so when I get up, and if I can't look out, or if the arise and shine, wake up. Wake up, Israel. And it goes on, so nations will come to your light, kings to the sunburst brightness. Now, I like that sunburst brightness. Kings, yes, look up, look around, watch as they gather, watch as they approach you. Your sons coming from great distances, your daughters carried by their nannies. When you see them coming, you'll smile, a big smile. Your hearts will swell and, yes, burst. Hallelujah. Now, that's what I call joy. That's what I call, hey, you know what? This New Day stuff is a real deal. Amen. If anything is the Word of God, I really believe the New Day is the Word of God. And when we live in this New Day, I think there's a challenge to the world that we live in is, why are you so happy? You know, why do you got this stuff all going? Why are you so happy? Because I said, I live in a new day. This is a new day. I woke up this morning. You said, yeah, well, you don't understand the problems. Yeah, I understand the problems, but I know this much. You don't have the answer to the problem. And it looks like I do right now. And that's where I really want to live, whether I live there or not, whether I fail or not in it, I want to live there. And that's really all the Lord's asking. Would you choose to want to live there? And then what will happen, something begins to happen in your want to. Because I wanted to get out of my situation when I first got saved. I really did. Because I was a mess. And I was, if I wasn't going to kill someone, I probably would have killed myself somewhere or another. But yet, you see, because of God's love and because of his mercy and because of his grace and because of his sunburst brightness, wow, it just broke out. And wow, there, I was a new creation in Christ. Just crying. And then he began to teach us. Thank God for the Father, huh? I loved what Paul said when he said, I press on to the calling. See, we can all say, I have arrived. I can't say that, and I don't think you can either, but we haven't arrived. We just have to press in and press on and believe that God is the God of the universe, which he is, and it's not hard. We can testify of that every day if we're living in the light. Amen? All right. Would you please stand? You know, confession is good for our souls, I've heard. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. So I'm trying to help your mind today and your will and your emotions. Come on now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right, Father, we all weariness, all sickness, all stiffness, off, newness of life. My arms I've been dealing with. Thank you, Lord, for healing my arms now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The healer is here. The deliverer is here. Father, we believe right now that confession is good for our soul. So let's confess together. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this new day. God, we enter into this new day by faith, by believing and trusting that Jesus can bring us through. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus.
Thank you, God, for sending Jesus.
And Jesus, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for this new day.
Thank you, Lord, for this new day.
And Lord, as we listen to that song, I believe that it's shining on us.
And I believe that it's shining on us.
So Jesus, let it shine.
Jesus, let it shine
in every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Anyone sick in here with any areas? If you are, we're going to pray for you. I like that. You've been exercising. Mary, you're all right. Les?